Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetess Teresa Docks. I am excited about tonight. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. You're listening to another broadcast of the Warfare Hour. Get your Bibles. Get ready. Get excited because we're about to go into the Word of God. We thank everyone for tuning in with us. We apologize for being a couple minutes late. Technical problems. The enemy don't want this word to go forth, but nevertheless, it shall go forth. Yes, we thank God for Apostle Clark that's coming on tonight every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. You can find him here live on Internet Radio, Warfare Hour with Kingdom Builders International. Call somebody, tell somebody that the Word of God is going forth on the Internet. You can call in. You can call us at 661-449-9911. We're here. We're ready to receive the Word. And I'm going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer, cover the man of God, and then we're going to release the lines to him. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you sit high and you look low. Lord God, you're all-knowing. You're omnipresent, Father. Father, you are our life. You are our being, Father. We give you glory and honor. We ask you right now, Lord God, to saturate these lines, Father, with the blood of Jesus from the top to the bottom. Lord God, we ask you right now that you would allow our ear gates to be ready to hear a word from on high, that you would open our hearts up, Lord God, that we would have a heart of flesh, Father, that we will be able to receive what you're saying to your people from your apostle, Lord God. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. We ask you to anoint his tongue, Father. Father God, let the oracles of heaven speak through him tonight, Father, as we receive the word of God. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, and we thank you for what you have already done. To God be all the glory and honor. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we say amen and amen. Well, we're going to relinquish the lines to Apostle Clark. He's the pastor of Warrior for Christ, House of Prayer International Ministry. Amen. I yield to you, Apostle Clark. Are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you on tonight, Prophet.
God bless you. Amen. Well, we're going to yield the lines to you now.
God bless you again. We thank God for this opportunity once more and again, because we didn't have to have this time, and he made it available and possible that we're here. And we pray even right now that his word comes through and that Carlton decreases, actually vanishes, that the word of God just used through the voice of the vessel goes forth, and that everyone can be blessed in the manner in which God intends for them to be blessed. And Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again on this, another Thursday night, your warfare hour, oh God, not mine, not anyone else's, but yours. We intend to do thy will. We intend to do what it is that you said do. We intend to do those things that are pleasing in thy sight. So remove us, oh God, purge us, cleanse us, prepare us, oh God, that those that are listening, Father, can receive what it is that you have for them to receive. We declare and decree it to be so. We know that it is true, for your word is not a lie. And it will go forth, and it will not go forth or be void. We thank you right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week. God is good. You know the old cliche, you say all the time and all the time, God is good. We opened up a few weeks ago with, because it's the warfare hour, we began to talk about those things that the warfare is going to be used. In other words, how we can protect ourselves. We started out speaking about the whole armor of God. Talked about the various reasons that we have to use the armor. And then we began to systematically write or talk about some of the items that can be used as warfare items, or actually weapons of warfare. Touched on the preaching and teaching aspect as a weapon. We also touched on just a little bit about the faith that one must have. We talked about fasting as a weapon and tongues as a weapon, but we just, again, just scratched the surface because this is something that really can't be done in a one-hour setting. But we intend to give you what we can in the time allotted. We also spoke on the worship as a weapon, the music in particular in worship as a weapon. And one of the things that we want to, last week we spoke on communion as a weapon and get an opportunity to listen to last week's broadcast because God really used us in the communion as a weapon. But before we get started, we're going to again ask you to make sure that you have some paper and a pencil. Might as well go on and get you a little journal or something because as we go through, I'm sure you'll be able to use some of the information as the weeks go on. Amen? Hallelujah. Again, before we start, we're going to ask that you would repeat after us. Open thine mine eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. That's Psalms 119, verse 18. Basically saying, Lord, please let me understand what it is I'm finna read, what I'm finna hear concerning your word. Open it up to me so it gets to my heart and that I can use it. Amen. We're going to ask you this week we're going to give you a meditation chapter that you should take a look at. I think it's going to really help you this week. John, the 17th chapter, basically it deals with what the true Lord's Prayer is. Since we're using prayer as a weapon, it's kind of clear that we should know what Jesus did on our behalf, you know, and why are we into warfare, which leads us really into today. In our ministry, we believe that we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us, which is Philippians 4:13. We also believe that faith is not an option as long as we're in Christ. And because of that, we're talking about the warfare hour. And we recognize that we're not fighting no everyday dudes on the street. We got a mighty, mighty warfare on our hands. And 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 3 through verse 5, says it like this. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, so it's going to sound just a little different, but I think it kind of really puts a key emphasis in the areas where it's needed. Verse 3 says, for we walk, live in the flesh. We are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh, and using mere human weapons. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Verse 5, inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And I recognize that you may normally read from the King James Version of the Bible, maybe the NIV. But the King James says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. One thing that I found out about reading scriptures or dealing with the scriptures is that you really have to pay attention to the punctuations. those punctuations that are in there, occasionally a punctuation might be in the wrong place, but not normally. But those punctuations are there to tell you to do something. They tell you to pause. They tell you to wait because they complete a sentence. You got colons and semicolons. You got commas. You got periods that complete thoughts. And so as we go through our scriptures today, we're going to do some pausing and having you look at those scriptures and why they're paused or why the punctuations are there, hopefully so that we can go forward and see a different way of looking at some of the emphasis. Amen. One of the things that we're going to be talking about today are the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And it's a lot of folks that probably think they understand fully what the keys to the kingdom are, especially those of us who've been in the ministry for any amount of time. But see, there's some punctuations in the scriptures that deal with what the keys to the kingdom are. And we're going to talk about those actually right now. If you would, turn to Matthew, the 16th chapter, and verse 19. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 19. What I like about this kind of study is it kind of puts you on your P's and Q's, and it really makes you take a look at the way God is looking at something. See, God told us to study to show ourselves approved unto him, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. And he expects us to find those things that we need to find. And if we ask for some help, he will help us. Reading out of the King James, verse 19 says, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." I want to, before I go to the reference scripture for verse 19 concerning the keys, I want to talk to you about some punctuations. Verse 19, it says, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven," semicolon. That thought was completed. "I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." That's one thing. And then the next thing it says, "and," which implies that what's coming after the semicolon is something else. So just with that in mind, it says, "And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven," semicolon. Then there's that big word again, "and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Hallelujah. So it looks like we got three things in this one scripture, and we haven't even figured out what it is yet. Let's turn to Matthew, the 18th chapter and the 18th verse. Should be just a couple pages over. We're going to read actually the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th, because this is a key which kind of verifies that, you know, what they said back there is true. Remember, God had said that out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. Amen. Verse 19, verse 18. "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." That's the same one we just read, word for word, a few chapters over. But verse 19 says, again I say unto you. Now, usually when God say something and then says it again, he meant that thing. He put an emphasis on it. He comes, sometimes he comes back and he repeats word for word what he says. Many times he'll say, he'll use his key word and he'll say it twice, as in verily, verily. Or again I say, in this case. He says, again I say unto you, that if, now here's something that's been added, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they should ask, comma, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, this is Jesus talking. You say, first he repeated what he repeated a chapter ago. Then he says, if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, that means you're going to have to open up your mouth in order to receive or use it as a weapon, because, again, many other weapons are what? Voice activated. It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 20, for where two or three, now he's added another. Instead of two, it's two or three, are gathered together in my name. In whose name? In Jesus' name. There am I in the midst of them. There am I in the midst of them. So, here we find that Jesus is one of the keys that he said he's going to give. Now, we're going to verify that in just a moment. As a matter of fact, let's turn to Revelation, the third chapter, and verse 7. Hallelujah. It's always good to talk about Jesus, because now remember, these are weapons that we're talking about using against the enemy. And if you know, the biggest weapon that we have is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, it says, and to the angel, okay, I'm reading out of the Amplified. Let me get it out of the King James. I love that Amplified, so I got to remember to at least try to do it in the King James and then come back and do it in the Amplified to put a little emphasis on it. Amen. So bear with me just for a minute. Got my two Bibles here. Okay, verse 7. Chapter 3, Revelation. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, no man openeth. Now, we're talking prayerfully to some Bible scholars that's been around just a little bit. In case you haven't, we're going to try to break it down as best we can. But when it says, he that openeth and no man can shut it, I've heard of no other man on earth or in heaven that applies to but Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, again, we're talking about using the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And the first one is Jesus. Isaiah, the 22nd chapter and the 22nd verse also is verifies the information that we're talking about right now. Jesus being the key, and Jesus being the one that can open, and no man can shut it, and that no man can open. Isaiah 22nd chapter and the 22nd verse. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so that he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. Now you got an Old Testament and a New Testament witness that one of the keys to the kingdom of heaven, even though Jesus was the one that was talking in the original scripture to the disciples, actually to Peter, he was speaking of himself, himself in flesh, himself in the spirit, and himself in the Holy Spirit. And we're going to see exactly how he is the key, or how portions of himself are the other portions of the key. If you would, turn to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and verse 16. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, so if you can just bear with me just a minute, we're going to start really laying this thing out. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10 and 16. Okay, I'm reading out of the Amplified now. It says, the cup of blessings of wine at the Lord's Supper, upon which we ask God's blessing, does it not mean that in drinking it we participate in and share a fellowship, a communion in the blood of Christ, the Messiah? The bread which we break, does it not mean that in eating it we participate in and share a fellowship and communion in the body of Christ? If you recall last week, we talked about communion as a weapon of warfare, and we talked about the various things concerning communion. Here it clearly states that the key to the kingdom of heaven is communion. So we got Jesus, and Jesus told us, as we learned and talked about last week, dealing with communion, that as often as we do this in remembrance of him, we start to receive various things. One of those things is power, and the other of those things is authority. Hallelujah. Power and authority through the communion of the first key, which is the man, the father, the son of the father, and he was given all power. He was given all power. Now, how do you access the power? How do you use the power as a weapon? If you will, bear with me just a minute again, because again we're talking about Jesus. Turn to Matthew, the 18th chapter. Yeah, I told you you're going to need your pencils today. Because some of the stuff that we have here is so key, and you're gonna love it later on, because as you go back and review this, you're gonna be just stepping all on that enemy. You're going to be spitting in his face. You're going to be poking him in his eye. You're going to be doing whatever you can to make him miserable, and you're going to be loving it. Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 18 through verse 20. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Uh-oh. We back to where we were earlier. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. But where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So here we are, right back to dealing with the name of Jesus. Now we're talking, first we talked about Jesus himself, just the sheer matter of him being the Messiah. You know, he had to go to the cross. Because he went to the cross, a whole lot of things happened that opened up the ability for us to use the name of Jesus, to walk in the same manner as Jesus. And so now we have Jesus. We have communion, which we do in remembrance of Jesus. And now we also have the name of Jesus. And just as we did in the beginning scripture, we have the binding and loosing. I was talking just a minute ago about the authority and the power. Well, actually, we only got just a few more scriptures, and then we're going to talk about John the 17th chapter, just touch on it because we want you to meditate on that this week. But because we are picking up prayer, we want you to understand the authority that you have from God. Once again, to the scriptures, John the 14th chapter, verse 12. And verse 14, actually 12 through 14. John, the 14th chapter, verse 12 through verse 14. You know, what's kind of crazy is, you know, when you're in normal service, you say, when you have it, when you say amen. So I can't hear nobody say amen. And since I'm going through two Bibles, I'm just going to say amen. So y'all should get a good laugh out of that. Okay. Chapter 14, verse 12 through 14. Okay. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And there's a colon there. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go into my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you should ask anything in my name, I will do it. Woo! Is that some authority? Or is that authority? Let's see what it say in the Amplified. Cause, you know, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, comma, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, semicolon. And he will do even greater things than these, comma, because I go to the Father. That means he going to the Father and asking the Father. Now, before I go on to the 13th and the 14th verse, I told you earlier that you want to meditate on John, the 17th chapter. You know, when we spoke of prayer a few weeks ago, we talked about the basically so-called Lord's Prayer. You know, when Jesus told the disciples to pray in this manner, you know, our Father which art in heaven, you know, that particular prayer which we know and love, and it does work, and we do when we break it down and really take a look at it, it has power. But Jesus prayed for the disciples. He prayed not only for the disciples, but for everyone that was a believer. He even prayed for those that would believe in the believers. Hallelujah. He, through his intimate wisdom and relationship with his Father, recognized that he had to leave a legacy here for us to be able to draw and for us to be able to tap into those things of him. So, again, when he said, I will leave you the keys, plural, to the kingdom, they all revolve around him. Hallelujah. We talked about him. We're talking about his name. We're talking about the communion. We're talking about two or three. That is key, two or three. If you recall, Jesus, when he was testing them, before he died, he sent them out to go and do ministry. He sent them out in teams of two. And they came back with these wondrous stories of things that had happened. They said, oh, Master, we laid hands on the sick and they got well. They were elated. They were just flabbergasted at all the things that they were able to do. But they did it in the name of Jesus. And as time went on, they got a little bit beside themselves, and he had to rebuke them or rebuff them and basically put them in check. But here, in John, the 17th chapter, he reminds God, his Father, that he had done everything that he came on earth to do, and that he was praying for those, and I mean, we're talking about a fervent, earnest prayer. I mean, he was praying hard, straight up warfare. Lord, protect these that are following me. I've taught them everything. And that's what John, the 17th chapter, is about. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. If you've not read it, that's why we encourage you to really go through it this week. But here, now, we want to talk about the power. Now we got the authority. And where we're going to get the power from. And yeah, you're right. Let's go over to Acts, the first chapter. Acts, the first chapter, verse 8. Hallelujah. I know y'all. Now, it never fails me that when we talk about where the power comes from, everywhere in the Bible points to Acts, first chapter, verse 8, but yet folks don't want to acknowledge where the power comes from. And different denominations and things of that nature really kind of get on my nerve just a little bit, because we fight in war with one another over differences rather than getting together on the things that are similar. Talking about the differences and studying to show ourselves approved, and those of us that are in authority, those of us that are in a position to teach, need to be studying all of the time. Hallelujah. Reading out of King James Version, Acts, the first chapter, verse 8, says, but ye shall receive power. Comma. Remember, we keep talking about these punctuations. They're there for a reason. common. That means something else is part of this statement. After that, you shall receive power. And after you receive power, after that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Semicolon. But it's a big pause. That means something else is important. And why is it an and there if what is coming after that is not important? And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You got a reference there, Acts, the second chapter, verse 4. Now, I don't care really what Bible you look in, it's always got references to key scriptures. Here it says, but, God putting that but in the way. Ye shall receive power. After that, and when you finish that scripture, the reference is Acts, the second chapter, verse 4, which reads, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Comma, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Okay, I might be getting on somebody's nerve right here, but see, when you know the truth, you can't get away with stuff. You can look all through the scriptures, it's going to come right back to this scripture. The power and the evidence of the power. The references are from Acts, the first chapter, verse 8, and Acts, the second chapter, verse 4. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, comma, as the Spirit gave them utterance. In other words, as the Spirit got on them, each of them did it. It's not saying that the Spirit selected a few of them and let it happen. It said, no. When the Spirit got around to them, they did it. Hallelujah. 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 None of this really should be strange as far as the authority and the power, because in the beginning book, God told us what his intentions was, and we're going to go there as I go to my close. Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26. Through 28. I'm going to read it out of the King James and out of the Amplified. Genesis, first chapter. That's the first book in the Bible. Now, how are you going to get past that? God left something with us. And God said, let us make man in our image, comma, after our likeness, semicolon, and let them. Man is plural. That's male and female. Let them have dominion, which is the fourth or the sixth key. Dominion. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. That means he gave them his authority and said unto them, he gave them, here he commanded them, be fruitful, one, multiply, two, replenish the earth, three, and subdue it, four, five, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Dominion, if you recognize the dominion, the power, the authority, the ability to bind and to loose, when two or three are gathered together in his name, the male and female, what he left on the earth here as the family unit, the communion of recognizing the name of Jesus and the name of Jesus as well as Jesus, all are keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now, I've heard pretty much all of those things before, but put in a position of being keys to the kingdom, I only can recall in my teachings over a consistent number of times that maybe two or three of those, maybe four of the things that I mentioned were listed as keys to the kingdom. Don't believe what you heard tonight. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. You gotta remember in the beginning we asked God to open our eyes that we may behold the wondrous things out of his law. You expect to see some things that's going to go against the grain of what you may already know. And that's what growing is all about. Every day, he says, new mercies every day. That means every day we to learn something new. Hallelujah. Glory be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has put us in a position to be able to receive and understand who he is. He has told us to go forth. He's given us the ability. There's some other scriptures which we're going to be dealing with next week where God gave us marching orders. He told us what he intended for us to do with these keys, what he intended us to do with these with this power and authority, with this dominion. And we just love God. We just give all that we have, and we thank him for allowing us to come together once more and again. Father, we thank you for this time that we shared, and our time is up, but we thank you for this time that we've shared. We pray that, Father, we've left some information on the hearts and minds of those that are in your kingdom, Father. We recognize that we can't do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, Father. We recognize, Father, that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rules of darkness in high places, and that many of the things that you've given us, Father, to share with your people are going to be controversial, but they're going to be great. And so as we come together, Father, and touch and agree, Father, we declare and decree that your word is always true and that we will find the fullness of your word each and every time we come together. Hallelujah. Glory be to your precious and wonderful name. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, we call it done. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God, the keys to the kingdom. Jesus. I mean, if you just really think about as Apostle Clark went forth, talking about the keys to the kingdom, we all want to be in the kingdom. But are we able to use the keys? Do we have the power? Do we use the power and the authority that has already been made available by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Do we use those keys? Do we bind and loose? Do we take authority? What a rich word, Apostle. I thank you so much. Every time you laughed, I want you to know I was laughing with you.
Bless your heart.
Yes, yes, yes. When you said, and that butt get in the way, Lord have mercy, that keep us from getting to the place in God that we need to be. I just thank God that God is sending men and women of the gospel with a present truth, the truth that we need for revelation to come forth. You know, sometimes we get stuck in tradition. We get stuck and we don't know what to do next. But God has released a present truth through his men and women of God and made it available so that we can use those keys. And he have literally given the believers marching orders to go ahead and take the land, take the territory. Well, I was truly blessed. I get excited every time I hear you. And that teaching was just really anointed. You know how you was just thorough, breaking it down. And that's what it's all about, breaking it down.
Breaking it down.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to ask someone if you have your internet on. I need you to cut your computer off or cut it down because we're getting the feedback. Thank you. Thank you so much. But I give glory to God, and I'm going to open the lines up at this time, and amen. If there's anyone, amen. I got some of the lines open, and I'm closing up the ones that I hear a background sound. I'd appreciate it if you can please cut any computers down, or if you're on a speakerphone, you need to get on the landline so we won't have that feedback. Or you need to make sure your phone is not on speaker. Amen. Now, is there anyone at this time that would like to have comments or want prayer? The lines are now open. Amen. Well, we bless God. The lines are filled, and I'm going to right now kind of mute these lines back out because I am getting feedback. And Prophetess Marcella, are you on the line?
Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I don't know where that echo is coming from. Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yes. I'm going to ask you, Prophetess, if you would cover the apostle for me in prayer.
Yes, Apostle Clark, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Lord, we adore you this evening, Lord, on the new day, hallelujah, of victory, Lord. Bless your holy name. We give you the glory and the praise, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, knowing that we cannot do anything without you. But we can do all things through Christ, who strengthened us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come in agreement with all saints on this line, Lord, raising Apostle Clark on your altar, Lord, to be renewed, refreshed, Lord. Hallelujah. Refresh him, Lord, with your oil of joy and gladness, Lord, with the power. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. We feel him, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as the apostle taught us today, or this evening, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your word tell us, if two or three come together, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, if two or three come together, that you are in the midst, and if there's two touch and agree on the thing that they ask the Father, it is done, hallelujah, which he is in heaven, Lord, and that if your word is in us, if we speak your word and you are in us, we can still ask you, and it still come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, strengthen him, Lord, strengthen him, and everywhere in his life that needs to be strengthened, in the ministry, in his personal life, in his health, in his communication with other, Lord. Hallelujah. Shield him, Lord, from all people that will try to harm him in this time and hour, Lord, what you have for him to do in your ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, send those people in his life, Lord, that shall minister to him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Minister your will, Lord, in his life, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Shield of protection over his family, Lord. Hallelujah, his baby, his children, whoever it may be, his sister, whoever it may be, Lord, shield of protection around them, Lord. Give him words of wisdom and knowledge and greater understanding in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that when he opens his mouth, the power shall come out of his mouth, the anointing, hallelujah, that does destroy all yokes, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, man of God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we raise him higher, Lord, in the atmosphere, Lord, in the realm, oh God, Lord, that when he speaks, Lord, that everything shall be broken off of people, Lord. Oh, God, their mind be renewed, Lord. Their ears are open to hear the word of the Spirit of the Lord as he speaks the words, oh, Lord, that he step back even the more for you to step in and go forth, Lord, breaking those yokes, Lord, off of the hurting people in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask of you anything that is lacking in his life, oh, God, what he is trying to proceed in doing for you, Lord, hallelujah, that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. He shall have a testimony in the name of Jesus. He may not know who, it doesn't matter, oh, Lord, but it is coming his way in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed Lord, I ask of you, Lord, to continue on doing what you're doing. For the kingdom, for the kingdom daughters, and also for the kingdom builders, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, you place this wonderful package into a wonderful woman of God, Lord, and all those people that are connected with, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in this hour, Lord, if they have any illnesses, if they have anything that is hurting them, Lord, sickness, disease, infirmities, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we come in agreement, crushing those things, Lord, that's setting them back, Lord, a delay, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pull those things from the heaven, oh God, into the atmosphere right now on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, every person on this phone, Lord, believe and trust, have confidence in your word, Lord, and they're going forth in your word and doing your ministry, not theirs, but your ministry, oh Lord, for the kingdom of God, oh Lord, is at hand. In Jesus' name, Lord, that we can reach out and touch it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and manifest it right now on this earth realm, Lord Jesus, and to save the people, Lord, that the words go forth, that your workers, Lord, hallelujah, your laborers, Lord, has gone forth right now today, oh Lord, and that maybe someone on this line probably heard your words, oh God, and give their life over to you, oh Lord, run away from the world, from the devil's schemes, and walk into the newness in their lifetime, Lord, salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak favor and blessing upon Apostle Clark right now and over the kingdom builders and over the daughters, kingdom daughters, Lord, in their family down to the third and fourth
generations, more apostles, more prophets, more evangelists,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
more pastors, more teachers, in the name of Jesus, more boldness, hallelujah, in their mouth, hallelujah. Lord, let the oil flow down, each generation, each child, in the name of Jesus, you're pulling them out of the world, and you're bringing them into you, oh Lord. You said that you will pour those people back to you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I see young ones, hallelujah, hallelujah, that have the power, hallelujah, and the boldness to speak your words, be not, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, into people's lives, into their grandparents' lives. I see now, Lord, the anointing of the hand, Lord, that the young people, anointing of the hand, hallelujah, shall save the people and their family with one touch, because you know that they have a heart of gold of purification, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When they speak a word, it shall come forth. I don't know who that is, but in the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the young people in the name of Jesus that you're rising, even those that may be on this phone today or may listen to the recording, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, for Jesus. That's all I have to do. I can't speak no more. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word that came forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I know that all of us have been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless you, Prophetess Marcella Smith. And we thank you once again, Apostle. Is there anything you want to say in closing?
Hallelujah, Lord. I got to meet you, woman of God. You be praying, Lord, have mercy. You just all in my Kool-Aid. Yet I was with you was talking about my grandchildren and my cousins. We just had death in the family. We had a lot of folks that the folks that played this weekend, it's just, yeah, we can hear what God is saying to us, woman God. We appreciate how God is using you. I thank the Kingdom Builders and the Kingdom Dogs for allowing us this opportunity, Prophetess Teresa and Prophetess Hannah, Evangelist Hannah. They are wonderful women of God, and they are really going forth for all of you that are part of this. This body. We just thank God for you, and we just pray a blessing, a financial blessing that continue in all that you're doing, and spiritual blessings all from your families as well. We declare and decree, we touch and agree with the prophet in all that she's doing. And we just pray a blessing on that. Go ahead and read John 17 now, y'all, and be ready next week. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we got a lot to be excited about. And I just want to encourage everyone on the line, stay in the Word, stay with the Lord, be encouraged. For God said He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing impossible for our Daddy. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you on next Thursday. God bless you, and we love you. Good night. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say. There's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things. Speak and it shall come to pass. Declare what shall be. That's the bottom line. I will always give you praise. That's the bottom line. To the end of my day. That's the bottom line. I was born to give you praise. That's the bottom line. So that's what I'm gonna do, yeah. That's the bottom line, nothing more to say. I will always give you praise, yes I will, for the rest of my day.
that's the bottom line. I will always give you praise. You're the reason why I live. I will always give you praise. I will give my life and give my heart. I will give my soul to you, yeah. That's the bottom line.
Your hands upon me.